excited about Beaubien winning yesterday. James Cummings coming up after the news as well. We'll have Andy Pascaletti, Zorba as well. We'll be taking your calls. Great Origin moments. 1353 53.
Good morning. I'm Gemma Bath. A federal police officer will be put on the beat to track down welfare cheats, Elizabeth Daniels reports.
It's estimated $1 billion in benefits have been paid to people lying about their income, but a new task force led by a senior AFP officer has been set up to enforce the federal government's zero-tolerance approach to those defrauding taxpayers. The crackdown will target high-risk geographic hotspots, unexplained wealth, undeclared income and undisclosed changes of circumstance. Checks will compare tax records with Centrelink documents to claw back the cash. Elizabeth Daniels, Macquarie National News.
Guy Sebastian has wowed crowds at Eurovision with his catchy pop tune Tonight Again. He was chosen to represent Australia after we were granted a wild card entry to the 60th anniversary concert in Vienna.
And it's a great song! And a great performance, and everybody was dancing, bringing European countries together. There they are.
History, Australia.
Audio courtesy of the SBS, the 33-year-old former Idol winner isn't getting carried away by the hype. He's just hoping he doesn't come last. Marriage equality supporters in Ireland are claiming a victory for fairness after the country voted same-sex marriage into law. The traditionally Catholic nation has become the first in the world to legalise gay marriage by popular vote. Celebrations have erupted on the streets of Dublin with Yes campaigners flying rainbow flags.
The Irish people have voted yes to love, they voted yes to equality, and they voted yes to fairness, really.
A pedestrian has been killed by a car in the state's north. The 25-year-old man was hit by a Holden sedan south of Byron Bay and died at the scene. The driver's been taken to hospital for mandatory blood and urine testing. A man's tried to dodge police after stealing a car and crashing it into Sydney University. Lucy Brennan has the details.
Armed with a knife, the man stole a black Audi parked in Redfern. A short time later, the 35-year-old refused to stop for a random breath test. Police gave chase but were forced to fall back after the driver rammed a stationary car to avoid arrest. The vehicle was detected a short time later with the assistance of Polair. He then crashed the Audi into a wall at Sydney University before fleeing on foot. He was arrested by officers and will face court today. Lucy Brennan, Macquarie National News.
Also making news, the federal government plans to teach educators how to spot potential jihadis in the classroom. The Sydney CBD evacuation subplan will be tested today as part of a major emergency management exercise. Taxpayers are footing an estimated $115,000 bill for Prince Harry's month-long stay in Australia. And in Finance News 1, Australian dollar is buying 78.29 US cents.
Sport for Builders Steel Direct.
In sport, North Queensland are celebrating an 8-0 thrashing over the West Tigers in Campbelltown. It's handed the Cowboys a club record of 8 straight NRL wins. Canberra's expecting axed New South Wales 5-8 Josh Reynolds to take his State of Origin admission out on them when they host Canterbury today. Parramatta have 7 days to lodge a written appeal after announcing they'll challenge the NRL's ruling on salary cap breaches. Greater Western Sydney has held off Adelaide to claim a 24-point win, taking the young side to fourth on the AFL ladder. Coach Leon Cameron says he's thrilled players are starting to stand up when it matters.
It's fantastic for our young team to actually come up and have great duels against individuals. And there was a lot of one-on-ones all over the ground, and some you win, some you don't.
Sydney took down Hawthorn at the MCG by 4 points. Fremantle finished 73 points ahead of North Melbourne. The Waratahs are top of Super Rugby's Australian Conference after a 32-22 home win over the Crusaders. The Western Force lost out to the Highlanders. The French Open gets underway today, and Rafael Nadal insists his decade-long experience will make him a serious contender despite being widely written off. The 28-year-old Spaniard is only seeded sixth this year after winning a ninth French Open in 2014, and Australia's women's volleyball team have battled to a 3-2 win over Sri Lanka. It's 7:04. This is Macquarie National News.
Today's sports report brought to you by Builders Steel Direct, the lintel specialist. Best lintels, T-bars and arch bars at best prices. BuildersSteelDirect.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sunny areas of morning fog in the west, light winds, tops of 19 on the coast and in the west. Partly cloudy with light winds for tomorrow. Further ahead, partly cloudy Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, showers Friday and into the weekend. Right now in the city, it's 9 degrees, humidity at 91%, winds from the west at 26 kilometres an hour. It's 7 at Bankstown, 3 at Campbelltown, 10 at Gosford, 6 at Penrith, 4 at Richmond and 3 at Katoomba.
Sky Sports Radio is your one-stop shop when preparing for a day's punting.
From Racing HQ with tips and scratchings to crucial interviews from trainers and jockeys, our commitment is simple. Supply you with winners.
National Racing Service gives you the complete picture, full of colour and excitement.
Right here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Are you looking to buy or sell a thoroughbred? Maybe a broodmare, tried racehorse or even a yearling? Look no further than bloodstockauction.com, Australia's first 100% online auction. Horses go under the hammer from 7pm, the first and third Tuesday of every month. Catalogue available 5 days prior. Trading horses has never been easier. Log on and become a member today. Access to Bloodstock worldwide. bloodstockauction.com. Delivering the sales ring to you.
When your multi is going well, sometimes you wish you could just take the money and run. Well, now
you can eject on your multi with Dad's cash out. It's not a decision I take lightly, but when I do, it's an amazing feeling to land
with that cash in my hand. Eject on your multi with Tab's Cash Out. Available at your local Tab, tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
And best serve of sport and racing. On Sky Sports Radio, it's time for the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Let's get into it. Here's Ray Thomas and Jimmy Smith.
And welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend show. And speaking of Adam Scott, Jimmy, he's finished his round this morning in the Crown Plaza Invitational. Shot a 66, a 4-under. He's moved into the top 10 now. Kevin Na still in front at 11-under.
I think he's the defending champ, isn't he? Adam Scott.
Life changer.
Yeah, life changer, Adam Scott. So I think he is the defending champ there in that one. G'day boys, 2 points. The standard of NRL is down during split rounds, but the AFL standard is poor all year. Try watching the Lions, the Blues and the Demons every week. That comes in from Jeff. I think Blues played on Friday night. Ray, how'd they go? Rebuilding?
Yeah, you tweeted me, Jimmy, and embarrassed me yet again. So, actually, funny thing, I was leading the races yesterday. Called into a service station to fill up, and a guy in front of me in the counter was paying for his petrol, and the guy behind him said, when are they going to sack Mick Malthouse? And the bloke said, well, they're too scared of Mick Malthouse. I'm thinking, here I am leaving Randwick races in New South Wales, and they're talking about when they're going to sack
him. Well, when are they going to sack him? Because apparently he went off message on Thursday and said the things that the club didn't want him to say. I saw the CEO was interviewed on Friday night after the game and said, no, Mick's on message, he's with us. And now the speculation is that he's going to be sacked at some stage during the course of the next 2 weeks. You know who they got next week?
Sydney Swans at the SCG. Do I go or not? I don't know. Boys, from Dave from Wattlegrove, the two NRL games so far have been the biggest argument for a standalone Origin weekend. Reserve grade standard best. That's your point, Jimmy. That's Dave's point from Wattlegrove. It's certainly resonating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not fair on the club. It's not fair on the fans. There you are. You're asking people to go. They only get 4 games at Campbelltown. Mm. You're asking them to play the Cowboys, which is an away team that doesn't bring any supporters to the ground, and we understand that, no problem. But You're taking away Farrah. You're taking away Woods. Hey, I might want to go and see Jonathan Thurston play. That's one of the really good things about going to watch the Cowboys if you're not a Cowboys supporter. You go and see the great Jonathan Thurston playing. Mm. Oh, he doesn't play. Mm. He doesn't play. 22 rounds is where we'll see the NRL at maximum. At currently 24. 22 rounds will be a maximum next broadcast deal.
There's an SMS from Jason. Jimmy, hasn't standalone weekends been trialled before and been a failure? Isn't poor footy better than no footy?
I'm not sure that standalone weekends have been trialled. I know that State of Origin has been on. It's been on Tuesday nights. It's been on Monday nights. I'm pretty sure it's been on Sunday nights. It's obviously been on Wednesday nights. You know, I think you have to look back and say, okay, well, that's what was okay then. You need to evolve. Yeah. You know, back in 1992, when Great Britain toured Australia, Parramatta played them on a Friday night and then played an NRL game on a Sunday.
Yep.
That sort of thing doesn't happen anymore. It can't happen anymore. So you need to understand the limits you can put on your elite players. And that's something that the Players Association is getting a stronger voice in that. You know, you can't expect them to play on Wednesday night and then back up on the Friday.
It's going to happen, isn't it?
Well, look at Justin Hodges. Every time he does that, he pings a hamstring. Now, people will say he pings a hamstring at any point. But you just can't ask the elite players to do that. And as a result of that, you can be, and just to the point that Joe Pride was making, you can build so much product around a State of Origin weekend.
Yep.
The pinnacle can be the State of Origin on the Sunday night. What about the New Zealand equivalent of a State of Origin? What about Queensland residents versus New South Wales residents? What about New South Wales under-20s versus Queensland under-20s?
Mm.
What about some more of that sort of product?
On the Friday and Saturday nights?
Yeah, you're limited by your imagination.
Yeah, would those games rate, though?
Well, who'd have thought that Tonga versus Samoa was going to be as entertaining as it was? Now you're getting really good numbers for them.
Yep.
Build the product. It'll come. Oh, you can't tell me if New Zealand didn't have a, I don't know whether it's North Island, South Island, probably not that, whether it's those players born in Australia eligible for New Zealand against those players born in New Zealand eligible for New Zealand. Whatever, what about everyone else v. Auckland? Whatever it happens to be, you can't tell me that that wouldn't rate because of the great players that are on offer.
Jason's point, though, that's the argument that's used in the AFL states. When they used to have State of Origin, they'd break for the weekend, had the State of Origin game. Massive blow-up because people wanted their club footy. They wanted to go to the football on the weekend. That's, State of Origin's never quite caught on, and State footy's never caught on.
All the players kept pulling out in the AFL.
Yeah, and but people wanted to watch their club games. So Jason's point is, you still want your club games. I know you can't have your cake and eat it too, Jimmy, so it's a difficult one. But your point about the stand of the games certainly is resonating with a lot of our listeners and I think with the public.
1353 53 is the open line number. Get us on the SMS as well. 0419-SMS-BSB. That's 0419-767-272. And, of course, you can send us in some tweets at Big Sports WEND, at Big Sports WEND. And, of course, we're looking for State of Origin highlights, and we have CDs to give away, courtesy of Sony Music. Call now, 1353 53. That's exactly what Rod has done down there at Nara. G'day, Rod.
Jimmy, how are you, mate?
Very well, mate.
Hey, how are you, Ray?
Yeah, good morning, Rod.
Hey, listen here, Jimmy, my son's not happy with you.
What's that?
My son's not very happy with you.
Oh, what have I done, Rod?
Yesterday you're on TV and you said Jason Carmelo, a centre forward. That's what you said. And my son said, what, this bloke would use a centre forward to play soccer?
He slipped out to the gym.
Yeah. What the is, he's a middle forward.
Yeah,
actually,
you said centre forward.
Yeah, did I say centre forward? Oh, my mistake, Rod. So he plays in the middle of the field. Like, he wears number 13, and everyone says, oh, he's a lock, and he's a wide-running lock. Well, no, he's not. He plays in the middle of the field.
Middle forward.
Yeah, that's the difference now. You know, you've got your edge back rowers, and then you've got your middle forwards, and Jason Taumalolo is one of the best in the game.
Now, just on that last night's game, it was a very low standard of the game. You've got to give Paul Green credit. He made it. He put out a plan for his team to play that way. And the West Tigers, geez, that Luke Brooks and Mitchell Moses are meant to be the next big thing. I don't know what Jason Taylor's done for us, but something's going on. They're definitely lacking a lot of confidence.
Well, there's a couple of things on that. You've got to be patient with those two.
Yeah.
You got to be. That was very difficult circumstances last night from a conditions point of view. It was really, really slippery. So you got to be patient with Brooks and Moses. The other thing is, to their great credit, in the second half, the Cowboys actually tried to play a bit more, you know, they had a bit more shape. They had Koschjason actually getting the ball and releasing. They certainly had Lachlan Coote doing that on the left-hand side a lot more as well, and to a lesser degree, Ray Thompson. The Cowboys actually went there and tried to play a fair bit of footy. And given the circumstances, I've got no doubt they were the better side.
Oh, they were. I said a couple of weeks ago, I got lambasted by some bloke on a big sports breakfast calling me a hypocrite because I said at the start of the year the Cowboys couldn't win the comp. And I said 4 weeks later they could, 6 weeks later. But the way they're playing now, they've got to be red hot favourites.
Mate, who called you a hypocrite?
Oh, this some goose being up on that Heroes and Sinners thing on bloody.
Right. Listen, Rod, don't worry about those blokes, mate. I'll tell you what.
You got an opinion, Rod. Just stick to it.
Rod, you say. Yeah, it doesn't matter if your opinion changes either, Rod.
Is Rod a country man? Is Rod a country man?
Yeah, what do you want? A country, country CD? Rod, country CD?
Hey?
Do you want a country CD? Country music?
Ultimate country collection,
oh,
Rod?
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. I'll give it to me, son. He likes country.
Geez, you seem overwhelmed with our generosity, Rod. So good on you, mate. No problem. Stay on the line.
Before I go,
yes.
Off to Shellar, we're not in the area. Now, by the way, Jets are playing Shellar, the Sharks. Should be some good footy in there to take one, Costello, they will.
Narra Bomaderry Jets up against the Shell Harbour Sharks. That's a cracker.
Yeah. All right, guys.
No players missing for Origin?
No, a couple.
Oh, okay, all right. So we're going to worry about the standard of that football.
Good on you, right.
Good on you.
It'll probably be a better standard than last night's game.
No. Look, they're all elite players. They're all elite players. But when you take out the very elite, that certainly has an impact. And the fans want to see the stars. The fans want to see the stars. 1353-53, the open line number. Curdy's on the line. I reckon he's got some curly questions
always
for you,
does.
Ray
always
Thomas.
Does,
g'day, Curdy.
Morning, Kurt.
G'day, Jim. Ray, how are you, boys?
Terrific, Kurt.
That's the shot. Hey, just a quick input on the Origin, Jimmy. I know you oppose it all, so I'm not on your side, mate. But it's just distilled in me from day one, mate, that Origin's on Wednesday. And look, I know it'll be a grand event on standalone, but Jimmy, I can't get away from Wednesday nights, mate. It's distilled in me. Origin is Wednesday night for me, mate.
I take your point. I take your point, but we all have to be open to change, Kurt.
Oh, look, I know, mate, but the only thing I'd say is a fortnight rather than 3 weeks gap in between games. That's all. 3 weeks. It's a G up, mate.
Too long.
Well, it probably has a greater impact on the NRL. So if you tighten that period of time and made it just 2 weeks between each game, it'd have less impact on the NRL. So that's a fair point, Kurt.
Yeah. Now, Jimmy.
Yes.
More important point here. I've learned a couple of weeks ago that someone's flogged your nickname, and he's not even appropriately named where you are big time. We all know your name, Tomcat.
Right.
And on the field, you know, Tomcat's a nickname for a stray cat.
Right, okay,
and on the
right.
field, you used to go walk about hardcore. So we all know you're Tomcat.
Right.
You're starting to call Tim Clark Tomcat. Every man and their dog can see Tomcat on a racetrack, please.
Is that right? Is that right, Ray Thomas?
I don't know. I haven't heard that one. I do know Tim Clark's riding in terrific form at the moment, though, Kurt. And a treble yesterday, almost four winners.
I think you're getting into dangerous territory, Kurt, there. So we're going to cut that short. That telephone call.
I don't quite know where he was going with that one.
I do. And that's why I cut it short. 1353-53, the open line number. We'll take a break, Raymond. We'll be back with more.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be part of the New South Wales racing industry.
It's Pasadena Girl drawing alongside Street Prepper and Pasadena Girl, the favourite, Too Good.
Every Wednesday at 9:30 on Racing HQ, get the vital information for the feature midweek meeting. Tips, markets and interviews. All you need to back a winner in 30 minutes. Your special New South Wales Thoroughbred Preview. Wednesday mornings at 9:30 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
When your multi is going well, sometimes you wish you could just take the money and run. Well, now
on your multi with Dad's cash out. It's not a decision I take lightly, but when I do, it's an amazing feeling to land
with that cash in my hand. Eject on your multi with Tab's Cash Out. Available at your local Tab, tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
ZNZ Jewellers have been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. Spoke to Al during the week, Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
You got any work you need doing in jewellery-wise, anything?
No, I wouldn't mind a watch, though.
Now you're asking
for
a
wipe.
Yeah,
I'm asking.
I was actually trying to drum up some business for Z&Z, and you were just putting the bite on them.
I'd like a wipe, but the watch is fantastic.
Hang on. In the colours of your team. Which team?
I can take either. St. George or Penrith. The watches are fantastic, Jim, as you well know.
Oh, I know. I got my Roosters watch. For more than 20 years, they've been the source of the official NRL watches and rings, and they've been designing and making the grand final ring with passion for the last 17 years. So, if you want the official watch of your team, or if your business needs corporate gifts of distinction, if you're looking for an engagement or a wedding ring, or if you want jewellery remodelled or repaired, do what the NRL does. They go and see Alan at Z&Z Westfield at Herschel, or you can visit znz.com.au. That's znz.com.au.
With all the goss on your sport and your team, you're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Yes, and welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Jimmy, I've got to say, a few SMSs flying in. To Jimmy, there was a standalone weekend for Origin on Sunday night in 2001, I think. Regards, eagle-eyed Phil. He's normally on the money, Phil.
I knew they had played Origin on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was standalone, although that makes a lot of sense. So as I said, you know, you've got to be open to change. You've got to be able to go back to that.
Hi, Ray and Jim. Questioning the stand of the New Zealand horses to the Brisbane Carnival. It seems pretty low. Do you know the reason for this? Why the visiting horses are not up to our winter carnival stock? Jimmy, I think it's just because, without sounding parochial, the Australian horses are generally superior to the New Zealanders at the moment. The occasional New Zealander will come across and do well, but by and large, the Australian horses are superior, particularly the Sydney-based ones. They had a field day again yesterday up there.
And that's from Ned Kelly. Mm. I don't know whether it's Noel Kelly or Ned Kelly, because he then goes on to write, outstanding Origin moment, anytime Queensland win.
You've got
so that might be
that.
The great Noel Kelly.
Yeah.
Of course, a famous Queenslander. Anyone who thinks the AFL is substandard should watch a replay of last night's Swans-Hawks game. If State of Origin is half the contest that it will be a beauty. Mm. Cheers from Andrew.
The last quarter, Jim, was amazing. Swans and Hawthorn.
Yeah.
Fantastic footy.
I got in the car last night and they were just wrapping up. And they were on a radio station. They were just talking about the quality of the contest. Mm. So, and interestingly, the 3 points was given to a player on the losing side, Cyril Rioli.
Yeah, he had a chance to win the game too. Cyril Rioli was bursting through the pack, got a handball, could have kicked the winning goal, but didn't quite go to hand.
And he got man of the match.
He was dynamic.
Right.
He was just amazing. Cyril. He was a guy last year who had the hamstring injury, just troubled him the whole season. His speed was back, his brilliance, he's great with his hands, but that one incident could have won the game for Hawthorn, but so to speak.
What about Dan Henneberry, 36 possessions?
Fantastic. He had probably his best game, I think, this season. He was hard at the ball, as he always is. And it was great because, as John Longmire said, the Swans won without Buddy having a great influence, and he was negated basically the four quarters. He does take the best defender, though, every time, so in that respect, he's having an impact on the game if he's taking that best defender of the opposition team out of the play, so to speak. But he didn't kick any goals, and he was held, you know,
scoreless for the first time in a decade, which means I think Dan Henneberry is the short price favourite to deliver donuts to his locker, as he did a couple of weeks ago. Well, actually, that's only speculation. They don't know who delivered the donuts to his locker. No donuts for Andy Paskalides. He's ready to roll this morning, of course. And this will be the last time we speak to Andy for a little while. He's having a bit of a break, but he's been outstanding with the great work he's done. It's almost a 12-month period.
Never stops,
Andy. Football season. Yeah. Good morning, Andy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning, guys. There's no off-season, is there? I mean, Chelsea, Tottenham are in. Liverpool come, Villarreal, Man City, Roma, Real Madrid. It doesn't stop, does it?
Why is it, Andy? Is it purely commercial that these big clubs are finding a home in Australia and playing at these stadiums against good quality opposition and selling out stadiums?
And so soon after the EPL finishes too, Andy?
Oh, look, I've got to tell you, when you think about it, Australasia incorporating the trips that they make north of us on the way down and vice versa,
right,
it represents about 25 to 30% of their commercial value in terms of marketing and sponsorship.
Right,
there you go.
It's very, very crucial that they do make the trips. I can say proudly that I'm fortunate to have both Tottenham and Chelsea put on specific coaching clinics for my Special Olympics footballers.
Is that right?
Yeah, we've got one at Birchgrove Oval and the other one at David Phillips, and it's just them being inclusive about the different community groups they work in. But exciting times. Even this morning I've read some stories out of Adelaide. They've got a game against Man City as a friendly up on the Gold Coast before Man City start their campaign in the International Champions Cup against Roma at the MCG. And, of course, Liverpool play Adelaide on July 20, and that's a sellout. So we're expecting big crowds. The Chelsea game against Sydney is a sellout next week, and Tottenham isn't a sellout next Saturday night, but it'll be close to full at ANZ.
Sorry, Chelsea already sold out.
At ANZ Stadium is a sellout.
Sold out in 3 days.
It's extraordinary.
Sydney FC have got two cracking games, and you just hope they can rebound after the disappointment of last week.
And ticket prices for those games, Andy?
I'm not sure, but they're not top end. When I say top end, they're not as much as you'd pay if you're watching them in Europe. So they are affordable. They are affordable. There's no doubt about it.
And I was talking to my friend Arthur Stanley at ANZ, Andy, and he seems to think that the Spurs game will pretty much be a sellout too. They get a lot of walk-ups on the night. Yeah.
Once they arrive, you know what it's like. The media hype will kick in.
Yep.
They're playing in Kuala Lumpur on the way down, so they'll fly out after all the Premier League games are completed tomorrow.
Okay, and Ray dropping that name, obviously make sure you'll get tickets to the game as well.
I've known Arthur for a long, long time. It's okay.
Oh, come on. You're red hot. Now, Matty Ryan, he thrilled us during the Asian Cup. He was so very, very good. Where's he going to be playing football next year?
Look, not saying much. His last game is tomorrow morning. Club Rouge have to win against Kortrijk to secure Champions League qualification. And given that he's only 23, and again, he was voted goalkeeper of the year the second season that he's played there, his agent is an interesting chap, Mikkel Beck. He was a former teammate of Mark Schwarzer, and today he said, look, this man will be a top keeper, not just for the next 5 years, but for the next 20 years. So the next decision we make will be the pivotal one in his career. So he's hedging his bets, I reckon. He'll be sitting back and looking at all the offers that come through over the next fortnight. Then they'll make a decision. But I think this will be his last game in Belgium.
Okay. Andy, Mitch Langerak's German club, Borussia Dortmund, they've qualified for the Europa League.
And, Ray, this is one of the classic football stories that slipped under the radar. Dortmund, the heavyweights, were bottom of the Bundesliga in January, but they've managed to finish seventh, so they'll be playing in the Europa League. They got up against Werder Bremen overnight in the last round, but Mitch wasn't playing. He started in recent weeks, but he was on the bench today.
Okay. Massimo Luongo, Bailey Wright, Neil Kilkenny, all playing at Wembley tonight.
Wow, mate. I can't wait for this one. Preston against Swindon. The winner will win qualification, of course, into the league championship. Bailey Wright, Neil Kilkenny playing for Preston against the superstar of the Asian Cup, Massimo Luongo. So it's very rare that you have Aussies playing at Wembley, but I think this would be a first three in the one game.
Andy, the final round of the Premier League tonight, it's always such dramatic scenes in this final round. Newcastle's been a horror year, or Hull. Who gets dropped?
Oh, look, Steve Bruce of Hull will not be happy that Sam Allardyce has given West Ham players a few days off this week. Hull against Man United, 18th against 4th. There's 5 home wins for Hull. They've never beaten Man U in the Premiership. I don't think they can pull off the impossible. And Newcastle, who are above them, will host West Ham. So I actually think that Newcastle might steal a result.
Yep.
Given West Ham's sort of season is over. They'll finish around 11th position or 12th. But Newcastle, you know, what a slide. 1 point in the last 10 rounds. I think Hull will go down along with Burnley and Queen's Park Rangers.
Right.
Just another day at the office for Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi.
Incredible, Jim. The consistency of performance here freaks me out. 61 goals in all competitions. And that is in 54 games this season now.
Wow.
Real Madrid closed out the season with a 7-3 win against Getafe. And the visitors led 2-1 in the 26th before, of course, Ronaldo completed his hat-trick. 48 La Liga goals, 5 more La Liga goals than Messi. But typically, Messi scored twice today. Barcelona drew against Deportivo. It didn't matter. Barca finished 2 points clear of Real Madrid in the chase for honours in Spain.
And Andy, we have mentioned the A-League. Look, Saudi for Sydney FC fans like myself, Melbourne Victory were just so dominant last week, weren't they?
That was a fantastic performance by Victory. Look, I know that Sydney had a couple of moments there that they could have scored through Bross just before half-time and Yanka had a header.
Yeah.
But 3-0 pretty much summed up the season that they had.
Andy, what is the future of the Newcastle Jets?
Very good question. I think there's talk of Dundee United, of course.
Well, they keep rejecting that, yeah, don't they?
Yeah, Dundee are saying that their chairman is going and looking at Newcastle independently of the club, as an individual looking to invest. The FFA will run the show. Look, they've done this before. Let's remember, this is not the first time this has happened in the A-League. It's not been the most financial situation. Think about Brisbane, think about Adelaide, and more recently, think of the Western Sydney Wanderers. They waited for the right consortium to come in. Mm. This one, I think they want to expedite it, so there is some sort of clarity for players and coaching staff and whatnot during the off-season.
Yeah, and Andy, I think the A-League needs Newcastle, don't they?
Oh, for sure, mate. Mm. I mean, the history of football in that part of the country is so rich and so important to the game and the pathway that it's created. So I can't see Newcastle not being part of the A-League down the track.
No, well said.
Well, okay, it'll go from 5 games to 4 games from a broadcast deal point of view, which is they're in the process of negotiating at the moment, so they certainly don't want that. Andy, as always, outstanding today, and just on behalf of everyone here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, thank you very much for your contributions, and I reckon it's about 3 weeks' time you'll be back again for the next season.
Enjoy the short break, Andy.
great off-season, you're right, guys. Take care, eh? Thanks again.
See you, Andy.
Behave yourself on your Mad Monday too, Andy. Look forward to hearing the stories on that one. I think he had it a couple of weeks ago. He was in Vegas for a week, I think.
I love this SMS from our good friend Ronit Morey.
Oh, okay.
Great origin moments. Every time a bus driver got the New South Wales team safely past the Caxton Hotel.
Became famous, didn't it?
It did, yeah, that little drive past it. Yeah.
You know, I've never been to Queensland for an origin night.
I went been to the old Lang Park.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I went walk past
what
the
year
Caxton.
Was that?
About 98, Tommy Radonikis was the coach.
Okay. Yeah, 98, yeah.
Actually sat two seats up from, I was next to the great man, Peter Flingos. He got me in there. And,
yeah, right.
And Tommy Radonikis was literally two seats across from me and had a little pile of cigarettes at his feet.
Very good. Yeah, he did win a series. He won a series for New South Wales. Tommy is coach. 13:53:53, the open line number. We'll take a break and then we'll be back with Zorba.
Sky Sports Radio covers the best racing all year round. And going into winter, there's nothing like the Brisbane Winter Carnival.
Daily on Sky Sports Radio, you'll get all the latest on Racing HQ. Then Alan Thomas heads our large race day team.
Looks like the cat trying to get out. Elmer Ladd and Brazen Bow together. Elmer Ladd and Brazen Bow, they come to the line. And Elmer Ladd!
Doomben's time to shine this Brisbane Winter Carnival on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Are you looking to buy or sell a thoroughbred? Maybe a broodmare, tried racehorse, or even a yearling? Look no further than bloodstockauction.com, Australia's first 100% online auction. Horses go under the hammer from 7 p.m. the first and third Tuesday of every month. Catalogue available 5 days prior. Trading horses has never been easier. Log on and become a member today. Access to Bloodstock worldwide. Bloodstockauction.com, delivering the sales ring to you.
We love the 2 R's on the Big Sports Breakfast. I'm talking racing and rugby. That's right, all in one weekend. The first weekend in October with Ambassador Travel. Be there in the grandstands with Gullivers when the Wallabies take on England at Twickenham. Next day, you jump on the Eurostar and hightail it to Paris for the running of the Arc de Triomphe. Rugby and Europe's greatest race day. Best of all, it's all organised for you by Ambassador Travel. Reserve seating at Twickenham and Longchamp. Flights, transfers, exclusive tours, and just in case that's not enough, it's back to London for the Wallabies match with Wales. Call Ambassador Travel now, 1-800-777-989, or log on to ambassadortravel.com.au.
Hi, Viv Richards here. I'm delighted to tell you there's no better refresher than Coco Joy. 100% coconut water, full of goodness. It's nature's very own sports drink. Where I come from, the island of Antigua and Barbuda, we know the magic of coconuts. As a professional athlete, I know how important it is to keep healthy and hydrated. Now you can too. Bring back the joy with Coco Joy at a store near you or at cocojoy.com.
How cool's that?
He is just amazing. Remember, we used to saunter out onto the cricket pitch, go out to bat. He just oozed confidence. He oozed charisma.
Never wore a helmet.
And
refused to wear one.
And just what a player he was. Yeah. What a player.
Proudly Australian-owned and family-operated business, Garlow's Pies.
None again this morning, Jimmy.
They're the best premium quality pies. I'll tell you what, it's becoming farcical right now. The pies are delivered at about 7 a.m. on Friday morning.
And they're gone by 7:10?
I have it on good authority that no pie lasted till 9 a.m. within the space of 2 hours.
They taste so good, Jim.
And there's literally tens of pies that are delivered, about 35 pies delivered, and somehow they're eaten. They're stashed away in lockers and so forth, just so people can't get at them.
Oh,
producer Jeremy got one. He got a lean beef one. Oh, fantastic. He wanted us to be happy about that. Well, well done, Jeremy. Hope you enjoyed it. Did you save any for us, Jeremy? Oh.
The little oven's empty again, Jim.
Yeah. The difference with the Garlow's pies, deliciously flaky pastry on top, a bottom which is rolled extra thin and a filling full of only 100% lean Aussie beef. These pies are bursting with flavour. Well, we wouldn't know about it. Garlow's pies are available in all... I'm going to have to go straight to Sean.
Straight
I'm going to set up some sort of contra deal.
Straight to the top.
Yeah.
Middleman, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. Garlow's pies are available in all Coles and IGA stores. If you can't find them, please go and ask for Garlow's pies by name. They've got a magnificent range like the chunky steak, the curry beef, the chicken breast pies, plus Garlow's selection of family pies, junior pies, and their famous sausage rolls, to name a few. You like the rolls, don't you?
I do like the sausage rolls.
Yeah. Garlow's pies. They're thin on pastry. They are big on meat.
Coco Joy are proud to bring you this week's edition of Zorba Zappers. At Coco Joy, we have everything coconut, water, milk, flour, oil, and more. Here's Zorba.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse for the Parramatta Eels, the salary cap breaches were announced during the week.
Massive $525,000 fine.
Yeah, and
potentially 4 points next season.
Although they say, wasn't on our watch. It was on the previous watch. I'm not sure that's the case. Peter Peters will tell us more. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Pete.
Wow. Origin week. It's all going to happen. But, yeah, Parramatta, I had a bit of a chuckle during the week. I mean, the fine seems hefty on when you look at it, but it doesn't affect the Eels. The money will come straight from the lease club, who were probably part of the problem in the first place as to why they had the money to pay over. But, you know, the 3 to 4 points is okay. I think they should be made to unload a couple of players. They've signed three internationals recently, Chuck Watmo, Kieran Foran, Bo Scott. That's close to $2.2 million a year on three players out of their 25. So they're going to have to run the microscope over what they've got now in their salary cap, and they're still looking at signing players. They tried to get a player out of Cronulla last week amongst all this. So it doesn't look as though they're going to stop their splurging, and it's the current... the current mob, it's easy to blame the former administration. I think the league got to be really strong on this. They've had a dip in the under-20s, the New South Wales Cup, the second tier, and the NRL, so they haven't left any area untouched in this. You know, the league will be closely watched. I mean, we've seen the chairman meet not so secretly last week. And there are some rumblings in the game, and I think administration, we need to look at this being done properly. We saw what happened to Melbourne, and it was drastic, and we need something strong again. Don't want to knock Parramatta too much because they're down on the bottom with us at the moment, with Manly, and we need a strong Parramatta, but I just don't think that... I don't think this is over yet. I think there's more to come.
Yeah, watch this space, hey, Pete. Pete, Jimmy's been strong about the stand of the game so far in the NRL this weekend. The South Eels game on Friday night, last night, Tigers and Cowboys. Your thoughts, Pete?
On the standard? Well, you take the best players out, you're going to see a dip, and we're in the entertainment business. And
correct.
You can't have Sammy Davis Jr. Highlighted to appear, and suddenly he doesn't come and someone else comes and you've got to pay the same money. There's no reduction in price for the fans.
Yes.
And we saw a pretty ordinary game between the Rabbits and the Eels, albeit a close one on Friday night. And then we saw a pretty ordinary game last night where they struggle to score a try.
Yep.
And in our game, that's like struggling to breathe, to live. I mean, it's all based on tries. I heard some discussions yesterday about how many tries have you scored in this game, and nobody thought one.
No, exactly.
It was pretty ordinary display. But I full marks of the Cowboys with a depleted side. I thought they showed a lot of spirit, and they're looking like this might be the year for them. But, of course, everything hinges on their great captain. If something happens to him, then they struggle. So it's a fine edge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And to be honest, it's not so much the standard of the games. It's the exact point that you bring up, Zorb. Why go, you pay for stars. You want to see the stars in action, and you don't get the opportunity. And every year we know that there's going to be at least two games for each side where their stars won't be playing.
How many genuine rugby league fans out there, in Tigerland last night would have been looking at the draw at the start of the year and saying, "Oh, you beauty, we generally want to see Jonathan Thurston play."
Exactly.
And you don't see him play. Mm. It's not. It's not right. Look, we've discussed this year after year.
Mm.
We've discussed it virtually since the first game in Origin, which was such a great success, and that's why we're seeing what we're seeing now. And everyone's anticipating another great game on Wednesday, and I think it will be. But, we've still got the clubs to look after. The clubs lose their star players.
Yeah.
They don't get compensated if they get injured. They pay them while they're out. They pay for their rehab. Something's got to give somewhere along the line.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Pete, before we get to Origin and Wednesday night and your thoughts on the big one, today's game, the Raiders versus the Bulldogs.
Well, everybody's tipping the Raiders to win. We got our zapper up again last week.
Yep. You've been on fire.
Yeah, well, look, I'm thinking, what's the start in this for the Bulldogs?
Just a minute.
What's the line?
Just a minute. It is 3.5.
Yeah, I thought it'd be more. I reckon the Bulldogs will be in this game up to their teeth, but 3.5's not enough to go with them.
Sorry, it's 3.5, but that's 2.45. The Bulldogs are at 2.45 for 3.5. I think that must have gone up before the announcement that James Graham was out.
Yes.
Injured. So if you want to take the Bulldogs 1-12, Zorb, they're $4.
Okay, well, that's what I might do, I think, for our zapper.
Hang on, I'm trying to get a Bulldogs plus 10.5 is $1.60. Bulldogs plus 8.5, $1.75.
Well, we'll take the 10.5 for Bulldogs.
All right, Bulldogs plus 10.5, you'll take the $1.60.
Yep. And
okay.
We'll go into the Knights at the line.
Yep.
Yeah, the line
the
there.
Mm-hmm.
And into Queensland at the line.
Ooh.
You're tipping the Maroons.
Okay, so the Newcastle line is minus 5.5, and they're at $1.95 there. So you've got $1.60 by $1.95, and then you want to take on New South Wales. Now, New South Wales have an outstanding record at ANZ Stadium in game ones. They've won 6 of 7. But in saying that, it's that, and it's Laurie Daly, and that's about it. Otherwise, I'm with Queensland, Zorb.
Yeah, I just can't see how we can... The forwards are going to lay the platform, and here we're relying a lot on Fifita and also Big Clemmer, I think, to really provide the difference in the pack against a very experienced but ageing Queensland pack.
Yep.
Scott Parker, Lilyman, Miles, Friday. There's a lot of miles in those legs, and New South Wales young forwards might be able to overcome them, but...
Mm.
They just keep coming up, don't they, Queensland?
Yeah, I like that mix, though, Zorb, of that youthful enthusiasm of the Clemmers and the Jacksons. It might be the right mix.
But it's a different arena.
Mm.
It's a different arena, and that's what worries me about this game. I think Queensland will win. I think New South Wales just might struggle to have the combinations. I'm not convinced yet about whether Dugan's a State of Origin fullback. I know a lot of people think he is. I'm not sure how Hodkinson and Pearce...
What about our halves combination, Pete?
The combination there against Cronk and Thurston. But it'll be the forwards who win the battle because their halves can then run off them. Inglis, how bad is his virus? He's been quarantined.
Mm.
He's on antibiotics. They fly out to Sydney today after another run. Gagai's on standby. They'll lose a lot if Gagai's got to come in. Inglis is almost irreplaceable.
He'll play, Pete.
Well, I'm sure he'll play, but will he be right? He hasn't been in the greatest form in the last month, so he needs to be at his best.
But how often do we see it, Pete? They pull on that maroon jumper. They're different players.
Well, they certainly are, and he's one player that that certainly does that.
Hey, Zorb, we've been asking for people's greatest State of Origin moment. Have you got one throughout the course of the 35 years?
Oh, I've got a lot, Jimmy, but the first one, when Big Artie Beach whacked his teammate.
Michael Crane, yeah.
That's when I said, this is war with football boots on. Mm. State against state. They went mate against mate after that. It was set up for Origin after that. Big Artie, God bless him, Arthur Henry Beachman, old postman from Roma in Queensland. He made Origin what it is, and I salute Arthur. I miss him. He's a great man. I used to play cards with him all over Europe while we were hosting overseas tours. And
didn't
see many sights, Artie and myself.
What a legend. What a legend.
What a great man.
Great memories. Good luck for that, Zappa. It's Bulldogs plus 10.5. That's at $1.60. Into Newcastle minus 5.5 at $1.95. Into Queensland minus 2.5. That's at $2. $6.24. All for the men of league. And it's courtesy of tab.com.au. And you've been on fire with your Zappa. So make sure you follow that one.
Look, every club in the league does wonderful things and don't seek any publicity. This is my club, Manly, so I've got to say how proud I was yesterday when their new media manager, Wayne Cousins, attended the funeral for that poor little 2-year-old who died in the house fire we discussed at Bean Lee.
Yeah, right.
Just over a week ago. Look, the parents asked for the club to be, you know, there, and Wayne flew up with his partner. They took a signed jersey, which was on that tiny coffin, and the club is right behind the family in anything they can do. Look, every club in the league does similar things. It just happens to be that it was Manly's turn to step up to the plate. And good on Wayne. He's only been in the job a short time. I think highly of him. He's doing a great job, and that was nice of him yesterday to go and represent the club that he's only been at for a short time to make sure the family got just some support yesterday from the club that the kids and the dad support.
He's a great man, good man, Wayne Cousins, and that's just shocking circumstances, and our thoughts and prayers with that family. Good on you, Zorb. Have a great Sunday, mate.
Okay, mate. Bye.
Peter Peters there. You can get his Zapper. We'll tweet that out a little bit later as well. 1353 is the open line number. Let's get to a caller. Now, Adrian is on the line. Hello, Adrian.
Hey, g'day, guys.
Good morning, Adrian.
G'day, how you going, Ray and Jimmy? Just I want to talk about Canterbury, but before that, I mean, Gordon Tallis must be ruined his comments about Curtis Sheridan.
Oh, I haven't asked him. I forgot to ask him. I saw him.
You should ask him because...
Yeah, I didn't ask him. I'll ask him.
And tell him to give him my name and number. I don't care because, Curtis Sheridan, he'd be lucky to keep his spot in the Tigers the way he played.
You had another point, Adrian.
Mate, he's so ordinary. Just on Canterbury. Look, everyone's critical of talking about Jeff Toovey and... what's your opinion of Curtis Sheridan? I don't know. Anyway, I think he's ordinary. No, as you guys
probably you'd moved on to your next point, and then you went back to Curtis Sheridan.
That's me moving on. Everyone's saying that, you know, Jeff Toovey and Brad Arthur are under the pump, and probably rightly so. But what about Des Hasler and, more importantly, Noel Cleal? I mean, Canterbury, seriously, are in danger of running last in this competition.
It's not going well. In saying that, I give them a great hope today. I think that's going to be a tighter game than people think. But
I'm just saying, mate, I'll tell you what, I want to thank the New South Wales selectors for getting Trent Hodgkinson and Josh Morris out of the first grade side.
Well, I looked at Moses and Bye at 7 and I thought, they could go all right.
That's part of the reason. And Josh Morris, seriously... He rarely performs. Everyone sort of defends him, saying he's not getting early ball. He's not getting this. Maybe so, but how can Moses Mbai and Curtis Rona and people like that seem to get into the backfield with the same opportunities that Josh Morris has given?
Tim Laffey into the side. I think that's a big inclusion. And to be honest, I would have had Dylan Walker in the New South Wales side ahead of Josh Morris.
Dylan Walker,
that's what I said a little bit earlier. Thank you, Adrian. We do appreciate those thoughts. 1353 53 is the open line number. Call now for the Z&Z quiz.
Score check.
7 on the trot. 7-5, I lead you, Roman. Call now. Your chance to win a watch in the team colours of your choice.
Sky Sports Radio starts your race day with Racing HQ, a jam-packed racing news program, followed at 10 by Tab Talk. Then the barriers swam open with the National Racing Service. It's a complete day of live racing and entertainment on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
The budget, small business, Harvey Norman. Three big winners. If you are a small business, then Harvey Norman is your destination. Up to $20,000 per item can be written off immediately. Carpets, electrical, computers, furniture, bedding. This really is a bonanza for small business. And when you spend, the whole of the economy benefits. Win, win, win at Harvey Norman, Harvey Norman, Harvey Norman. Tax rules apply.
Are you looking to buy or sell a thoroughbred, maybe a broodmare, tried racehorse, or even a yearling? Look no further than bloodstockauction.com, Australia's first 100% online auction. Horses go under the hammer from 7 p.m, the first and third Tuesday of every month. Catalogue is available 5 days prior. Trading horses has never been easier. No more unnecessary transport of valuable assets. With regular sales, there's no more waiting. Log on and become a member today. Access to Bloodstock across Australia and internationally. Bloodstockauction.com, delivering the sales ring to you.
Sundays just don't feel right without a dose of the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
All right, here we go. The ZNZ quiz. 7-5 I lead at the moment. And, of course, this has got nothing to do with your ability or my ability. Right? Wow. It's just luck of the draw. Yeah. Depends which caller we get.
Fremantle North Queensland Cowboys, mate.
All right, here we go. Jeff is on the line. He's going to play first. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, Jimmy. How are you?
Very well, mate. Okay, you're my man. I need you to do well.
Yeah.
Question one. Who do the Knights play tomorrow night in the National Rugby League? Broncos, Panthers. Hang on, Jeff, you get some options here. The Broncos, the Panthers, or the Seagulls?
Broncos.
Oh, nice question, producer Jeremy. I like that one. Question two. Which French football side are the 2014-15 League One champions? Is it Lyon, Lille, or PSG?
Lyon.
Did I pronounce that incorrectly?
Your French was good there. Is PSG, is that Paris Saint-Germain?
Paris Saint-Germain, yeah.
They were the team that won
soccer,
it.
Soccer, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you nearly did as well as I did. Sorry about those pronunciations, Jeff. I'll try and get these ones right. Question three. Which Major League Baseball team does superstar outfielder Mike Trout play for? Is it New York Yankees, is it the LA Angels, or is it the Detroit Tigers?
I'll go Angels.
You go well, Jeffrey. Two from three, mate. Stay on the line. Over to you, Raymond.
Okay, David from St Ives. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Two to tie and three to win, Dave. Best of luck. Who does Port Adelaide play in the AFL today? Melbourne, Western Bulldogs, or Richmond?
AFL, eh?
Jimmy's laughing. Well done.
Oh!
Good call, Dave. Okay, you're on the board. This is the tie. Dave, which Spanish giant will be crowned La Liga champions this season? Real Madrid, Barcelona, or Atletico Madrid?
Barcelona.
Well done, Dave. 2-0. Here we go, Jimmy.
I like the pronunciation on that one too, David. Well done.
Okay, Dave, this is for the watch. Who are the Golden State Warriors playing in the NBA's...
The Rockets.
So, well, yeah, you said Houston Rockets. Well done. You're over 3-0. Dave didn't even get to the end. Dave, what's your team?
Brisbane.
Brisbane Broncos. There you go, Jimmy.
He's probably going to support Queensland in the Origin too, are you, Dave?
Oh, definitely.
Fair enough.
Well, congrats. You're a winner already, Dave. You start Origin week with a Brisbane Broncos watch from Z&Z Jewels. Courtesy to you. Stay on the line, Dave. We'll get that out to you very shortly. Jimmy, your streak's over.
Ah, well done, David. Congratulations. You get the Brisbane Broncos watch, and well done, Raymond. 7-6 now, the scoreline. 7-6 is the scoreline now. Time now to speak to Anthony Gaffer from bloodstockauction.com.au. We do it every week. G'day, Anthony.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Morning,
yeah,
Anthony.
Really well. We see you sold a Sebring cover for $58,000. Fantastic. Now, is that going to be happening again this week?
Yeah, we are. We've got a few people who have expressed some interest in selling covers, so we're going to have a
a few more, and we're fortunate enough to be having another Sebring cover this week again. So it's good. Great result.
Terrific, yeah. And I see Red Arrow sold for $27,000, Anthony. That's a great result. How was that received by your vendors and purchasers?
Yeah, good. The vendors had been trying to sell that, and they knew they had to get it on the market because the breeding season's obviously just around the corner, and to be able to get him into a new home and secure a place to go, he had to be sold. So they put him on, and yeah, fortunate enough, they got a good result. They got the money they're after, and he's now landed a new home at Geelong.
All right, that Red Arrow stallion sale, is that due to a dispersal sale, or have you had any other dispersal sales that you've helped out with, Anthony?
It actually was. There was definitely no fallout type dispersal. It was just typically because he was at Blue Gum, and the guys down there thought he'd be landed somewhere else, and so that was the case there. But yeah, we have pretty much in every sale we've got dispersals, because there's always groups of people who are wanting to do different things with a horse, and what's a horse worth? We'll put it up for sale and work it out. So the beauty of what we do is we can clean up dispersals, and we can put a true value on something, because whatever someone's prepared to pay is what it's actually worth. So,
Anthony, if someone is wanting to sell a thoroughbred, what's their procedure to contact and sell it through bloodstockauction.com?
So it's quite easy. They can just jump online, get on our website, and there's five simple steps to enter a horse. Or if they're not so computer friendly, they can just contact the 1-800 number. Oh, sorry, the 1-300 number, and they can contact the office, and someone there will help them get it on.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm just looking at that the website now. 1-300-849-349 is that 1-300 number. 1-300-849-349. There's 4 days, 11 hours and 3 minutes until the next catalogue being released. And, of course, the next sale will be on June 2nd, mate. It's a great website. It's doing great things. Appreciate your time this morning, Anthony. We'll speak next week.
Appreciate your support, guys. Have a good one.
No problem. Anthony Gaffer there from bloodstockauction.com. Seriously, if you're interested in buying a racehorse, selling a racehorse, check it out, bloodstockauction.com. Time now for the scratchings, and it's a big good morning to our Eurovision Song Contest correspondent,
indeedy,
Tanya. Good morning.
And the judging continues.
Really? Did Guy Sebastian go on?
It was the first time I'd heard the song. It was a lovely song, very good. And there are a lot of ballads this year, and Guy's song was really boppy. So hopefully it'll stand
out. In the game, Tim?
In the game. Meantime, there's racing today in Nowra and Muswellbrook. First to Nowra, where the weather is fine. The track is a heavy 9. The rail is out 2 metres from the 1400 to the winning post and true the remainder, and there are 9 scratchings. The first race at 12:09 is clear. Race 2, take out 6, Lambeau, 6 from race 2. Race 3, number 9, Innocent Game, and 13, The Last Sommet, 9 and 13. Race 4, number 13, Marlowe Miss, 13 from the 4th. To race 5, take out 3, Rose of Man, 3 from race 5. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, number 2, Laurie's Love, 12, Oakdale Royal, and 13, Lightning Gale, 2, 12 and 13. And race 8, take out 1, Due Date, number 1 from race 8. To Muswellbrook. The weather is fine. The track is a heavy 9. The rail is out 5 metres from the 1300 to the 300 and the cutaway. The penetrometer 6.9 and there are 15 scratchings. Race 1, take out 2, Billy Big Brown, 2 from race 1. Race 2, number 3, Marathi, 6, Femme Pop, 7, Lonesome and 10, Tartufo Doro. 3, 6, 7 and 10. From race 3, take 2, Rocking Horse, and 3, Shahida, 2 and 3 from race 3. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 5, Apello, 5 from race 5. Race 6, take 6, Flying By, and 9, Star of Universe, 6 and 9. And race 7, take out 3, Light the Light, 5, Magic Quiver, 7, Miss Tripod, 8, Sorop Fina, and 12, Moss My Name, 3, 5, 7, 8 and 12. Over to you, Ray.
Both those meetings are going ahead, Jimmy. Nowra Cup Day on a heavy 9.
Heavy 9, yeah. What about that?
And I'm glad for the club that this is their big day of the year. In the Nowra Cup, I think number 1, Life of Riley, is the horse to beat. He's knocking up winning country cups, this horse. And look, I think he's a clear standout there. The best bet of the day, though, race 2, number 3, Hudson County, Jim. Joe Cleary's stable is on fire. This horse, once he's got to 1,600 metres, he just runs them ragged. He's run his last two starts. Knights leading all the way. He's the horse to beat there. Race 2, number 3, Hudson County. And at Musselbrook, also on a heavy 9, as Tanya told us. Jimmy, look, I think Bachelor Air win the first, but I'm just worried he might be way, way too short. Race 1, number 1, Bachelor Air. In the Stayers' Cup, Race 5, number 4, Prime Minister. He's tough. He's in form. He loves wet tracks. This will be a slog, this 2,300, but I think he might be a horse who can knock off a couple of those other horses. Iverson, Klein Blue, etc. Race 5, number 4, Prime Minister.
For the first time, I've written down your tips for today, Ray, and the reason is because often on a Sunday we go down to the RSL
you
with
do,
the family.
Me,
yeah, and I'm always looking for a tip, aren't I? So I think to myself, why don't I write them down when Ray actually tells everyone?
Is that for lunch?
Oh, lunch, afternoon, we might watch the footy on the big screen. Okay. You're always looking for a bet wherever they're running.
The boys run right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolute right. Best Origin moment. This is via a Twitter from Mr. Ives. Callis throwing Brett Hodgson onto Parramatta Road. Game 3, 2002. Yeah, it was a